News Talk 1620 WTAW Friday visit with Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger of the College Station Police Department. We're opening up this conversation with a couple of weekend events, one involving law enforcement and kickball.
The Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence is doing a kickball tournament. We used to do the broom ball or the broom ball that we'd have up at the ice rink, but we're moving into the kickball realm now. And on Saturday, tomorrow, at Bee Creek Park, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be having kickball games and kickball tournaments. There's going to be teams from the College Station Police, Bryan Police, Texas A&M, the Sheriff's Office, community teams, victim advocates, all types of ways to raise money for the Coalition Against Domestic Violence. So we're inviting the public to come on out there, watch some athletic endeavors, and contribute to a good cause.
Sunday afternoon into Monday morning, then, traffic advisory.
Yes, sir. There's a group called Ride to Recovery, which is a nonprofit group that helps veterans to rehabilitate both physically and mentally by having non-competitive bicycling events. And this is part of their Texas Challenge, which runs an entire week. They'll be going from Houston and ending up in Arlington a week later. On Sunday afternoon, they'll be arriving into College Station. They're going to come up Welburn Road and then turn onto University Drive, and then they'll be in Mass and then escorted to their hotel in the area of University in Texas. And then the next morning at 8 o'clock, they're going to be in Mass and move over to the George Bush Presidential Library and then leave town from there. So there's the potential to have some slight traffic delays, but it should be a good sight. We're going to have police escorts to get them in and out of town. So if you have an opportunity to come out and support by showing your appreciation to this group, that'd be a good thing to do.
And again, that's a Sunday afternoon coming up into town on Welburn Road. Perhaps
about 2 o'clock, yes, sir.
And perhaps a bigger traffic issue Monday morning, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, University of Texas, yes, sir.
And going through Northgate, and then if I understand correctly, University turns into Stotts,
yes, sir.
And then down Discovery to the library, and then back up Discovery, and
yes, sir.
All right.
So, but that 8 o'clock time might be a little bit challenging, so keep that in mind for your travel plans come Monday morning.
Visiting with Lieutenant Chuck Fleeger, the College Station Police Department, not this weekend, but coming up pretty soon. Now that spring has sprung, time to talk about Easter and the annual Easter egg hunt.
That's right. It's actually going to be on Saturday, April 12th, out at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. The reason we're talking about it today, though, is we have information up on our website for everyone to go and check out, get the kids registered for door prizes, has a list of the itinerary, the schedule of what's going to occur that day. And we want to encourage people, if they're going to go out there and they want to get signed up, go ahead and get signed up early. It helps planners in knowing how many people to expect. It's a super, super event for the whole community, family friendly. Lots of events. There's going to be face painting, games, and of course, the Easter egg hunt, which will start at about 10 o'clock.
And end about
10:01 usually, but the kids always seem to have a great time. We're going to have representatives of the College Station Police Department out there helping. And so, like I said, it's a really great time, and it's kind of a sign that spring is here. Very busy time, so hopefully people will carve out some time in their schedule to head on out there that day.
The website?
It is going to be www.cstx.gov/police, and we have a link to the information page right on the police homepage, so they can go there and check it out.
And something else that we want to remind listeners about, those who may be interested in a law enforcement career, still an opportunity to do that with College Station Police.
That's right. Our spring testing is coming to a close this coming Friday, a week from today, March 28th. It's going to be the application process will be closing. So we're asking people if they are interested. It's a very exciting, rewarding career to go on to our website and get the information. We're encouraging people to do it sooner rather than later, because once you submit your original electronic application to our human resources, they forward the information down to our police department, and then we send you some more information. It's going to require you to fill out a pretty extensive personal history statement that you'll then bring with you to the testing, which will be conducted on Saturday, April 5th. So a little over a week after the testing closes, so it won't give you much time. There is quite a bit of information required, so we're asking people, good, qualified, dedicated, public servant-minded people to come on out there and consider giving College Station Police Department a shot.
And is there a place to learn more information if they're still kind of on the fence, whether or not they want to apply?
Absolutely. If you go to cstx.gov/police, we have a link to our application process right on the homepage. It'll take you we have a short recruiting video. We have salary information, benefit information, qualifications or requirements and disqualifiers. So any type of question that you might have, you can find right there.
Very good. Our update this week, Lieutenant Chuck Flieger, the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.